Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In honor of the Yortzeit of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Chacham Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, we are going to be giving a shiur based on his Torah. Because what better Zecher Nishmas is there for a person than learning his incredible Torah? His Yortzeit is Gimel Cheshvan, which according to the calendar is tonight. And so this Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmaso, and he was really, I'm saying, what can I say that hasn't already been said about him? Just incredible. I never cease to be amazed by the amount of Torah that this man learned, by how much he managed to write, by the amount of Torah that he spread, the revolution, the Sephardic revolution that he spearheaded, so many different facets of his personality, really very, very, very unique. So I have a lot of hana learning his Torah. It's not exactly the Brisker Derech, but that's fine too. It's the Kol HaTorah Kula Derech. So Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of shiurim based on his svarim, and we'd like very much to continue because it's just so geschmack. The bus stop that brings me from Yerushalayim to where I live is right next to his kever. It's like, you know, 2-3 minute walk from his kever. So sometimes I'll stop at his kever and say a parak of Tehillim. It's a big schus to go to his kever. Today they were told not to go to the kever because of the corona. I believe that in Shemayim he knows we're learning his Torah and should give nachas ruach to his neshama. So this is a tshuva that he writes in the 10th volume of the Abiya Omer from the month of Kislev in the year Tuf Shin Samach Beis, in the year 2002 after 9/11. Nishalti me'esa rabbanim agonim ba'artza sabris. It's probably better to read it b'havaras faradit because Chacham Ovadia spoke in Havaras Faradit. I was asked from the rabbis in America, Biiguna di Itita, about an Iguna Shaila, a woman who's an Aguna. Odota Isha Marat Dalfin Saada, about a certain woman named Dalfin Saada that appeared before the Beis Din on Sunday, the 4th of Cheshvan, in the year Tof Shin Samech Beis. So this is her story, and Rav Ovadia's tafkid here is to see if he could be matir this aguna, which the Rav did with a tremendous amount of acuity and adeptness and talent, and with his broad knowledge and his broad shoulders, vast knowledge and broad shoulders, that he could be matir agunas. It's mamish pele plus. In any event, this is the story. My husband, she says, Eliyahu Saada avad b'migdala teomim b'koma 104 shel ha'migdala tzfani b'chevrat Cantor Fitzgerald shemisladeh ayu b'komot 101 ad koma 105 shel ha'migdala. So her husband worked for the firm Cantor Fitzgerald, and their offices were from the 101st floor until the 105th floor of the tower. Bali et kasher elai kefi nareh min ha-misrad b'sha'a 8:20 kedei l'ir oti mishinati l'achar et nakshut shel ha-matos she'ra b'sha'a 8:46 etkasharti elav l'pelefon shelo u'mishelo ana esharti lo hoda'a. ובשעה 8:52 התקשר אליי מהפלאפון שלו וסיפר לי שמפנים את הבניין מן העובדים שם, ומאז לא שמעתי ממנו דבר. So she tells her husband calls her up to give her a wake-up call. She wants a wake-up call at 8:20. So he calls her up to wake her up at 8:20. He's already in the office. Then at 8:46 the airplane smashes into the building. She calls him up. Obviously she hears about it. She calls him up. He doesn't answer. She leaves him a message. Now at 8:52, he calls me, and he said that they're taking everybody out of the building. They're emptying out the building from all the workers, and from then I didn't hear anything. And Chacham Ovadia writes in Sokhaim Urubayim, in brackets, that he was able to verify that this was true, that these calls were really made. And another proof is that her husband got an email at 8:17. He answered at 8:21, and it was sent from his office at 8:21. Remember, the plane hit at 8:46. And it's important to note that there was Shalom Bayis. Shia testifies there was Shalom Bayis. The parents say there was Shalom Bayis. The man's parents, Mr. Eliyahu Saada's parents, say there was Shalom Bayis. There's no reason that the husband's going to play games and try to disappear, so he doesn't have to be with this woman anymore. He loved her. So since she's a Sephardi woman, she dafka wanted that the question be asked to Rav Ovadia. The Rav Ovadia be the one in charge of establishing her husband's death and her permission to remarry. The Adrichal, Mr. Tzemach, said that the architect, that since the airplane hit the 92nd floor, there is no doubt that everybody who were above the 92nd floor died in the horrible fire, and even before they were burned to death, lo aleinu, from all of the heat, they just choked to death. They didn't have any more oxygen. All the smoke, they couldn't see, they couldn't breathe, and there's no way that anybody got out of there. And somebody said on the phone that he's stuck inside and there's no escaping. Okay, so that's the shaila that was asked to Chacham Ovadia. It breaks your heart to hear said shailas, but that's what happens when you're a Gadol B'Yisrael. You have to deal with these questions, and you have to find solutions. Hinei nirash hanidon shelanu adif me'asher trei rubi lehetera. Rov echad pashut shebemikra ze, she'en lo ach v'rea kemat v'chol hadarot shekadmu lanu, b'tpotzitzut hamatos על יושביו בתוך המגדל, והתעבירה האיומה שנגרמה בכך עם 50 טון של דלק שבבטן המטוס, שהתפשטה מיד בכל רוחב המגדל, עד שלא השאירה מפלט לכל הנמצאים בקומות העליונות של המגדל. והסברה נותנת שכולם נלכדו בתוך התעבירה, ואין להם מוצא להימלט, גם לאחר שהתמוטט המגדל המקורי ונקברו תחתיו, בוודאי שכולם נספו, ודמי להד קיימלה נפל לתוך כבשן האש, מעידין עליו שמת, וכן פסקו הרמב״ם והטור שולחן ארוך. ולא קיימלה כירושלמי, שהובא בתוספות, דאמרינן שחוששים שמא נעשה לו נס כחנניה מישאל ועזריה, ואומר שמא נפל לאש, וברח לו מן האש בשום עניין. וקיימלן אין מזכירים מעשי ניסים. So, to be matir in Aguna, you need two roves to be matir. So the Chacham says, Chacham Ovadia says, that this is better than Shrei Rubi. Because you have one Pashit Rov here that has no precedent, came out in all the Doros. You have this blowing up of an airplane on the people in the tower, and the horrible fire that was caused with 50 tons of gasoline, which were in the stomach of the airplane, the Beten Hamatos, that spread in the entire tower, and the people on the higher floors couldn't get out. So it makes sense that everybody was captured inside the fire. There was no way to escape, and then afterwards the tower collapsed and they were buried under the tower, so definitely everybody died. And this is what it says in Yevamos on 121b, that if somebody was nafal asech kivshan ha'esh, if somebody fell inside an oven, you can testify that he's dead. Nobody gets out of a burning oven. So Paskin the Rambam in the 13th Perek of Gerushin, and so the Tur in Siman Yud Zayin Os Lamed, and we don't Paskin like the Yerushalmi that Yerchoshish that there was a Nes, like what happened to Hanani, Mishael, and Azaria. No, you don't. Ain Maskir in Maisa Nisim. When it comes to Nisim, they don't. They happen, but not. You don't assume that they happen. If they happen, they happen. But you can't assume that a miracle happened. So writes the Chalkos Machok. I can see if Katan Nunvav and Siman Yud Zayin the Beir Hetev. Vehenemet Sharaba Magid Sham Katav B'Shem Arash But the Dafka Nafala Toch Kivshan Eishu Amok V'Nei Ochal Alot Misham V'Nei Nathan Nafala Toch Medurat Eish Ein Meidim Elav D'Shem Yatsa Misham Inam V'Nei Afilo Toch Medura V'U Shisha Eid Sham Alav K'dei Sheyisaref V'Kach Katav Ritva Nemukai Yosef Sham V'Kom Kor Regan Kan Netpashta Eish L'Chol Rocha V'Binyan V'Lihata Eish Agadol Ad Kol Sviva V'Ofen Sheyifshar Latzet Misham V'Chein Katav HaChazon Eish V'Even Ezer Siman Nun Bet Ot Zayin שהכל לפי ראות עיני הדיין, שכל שאפשר להימלא את הווה כנפל לתוך כבשן האש, שמעידין עליו אין שם. So he says, all right, you have the Rav Magid who says the name of the Rashba, that it's only if you fell into an oven that's deep, and you can't get out of there. But if you fall into a regular Midura, a bonfire, you can't testify the person died, because maybe he got out of there. And when you want to testify about a bonfire, the aid has to see that he didn't come out a long enough time that it would take a person lo aleinu to burn to death. So write the Ritva and the Mukai Yosef. But here, there's nothing to talk about because the fire spread to the entire width of the building and it was impossible to get out of there. And so writes the Chazon Ish in Evna Ezer that it's all the firo seinei adayin. If you can't get out of there, according to the way the dayin sees it, so that's like falling into a kivshan ha'esh. And you can testify that the person died. And here, Rav Avadya quotes the Evan Yekaris of Simon Lamed Vav, the Chivas Marash Engel Chelik Gimel Simon Sadi Hey, the Shut HaRamatz Bechelik Evan Ezer Simon Yud. V'chol zeh mevienu lomar shebenidon didan shebevaday hu garua yoter le'ein shiur mitviya b'yam she'ein lamsof b'mayim she'ein lamsof שהחמירו בה חכמים משום שיש מיעוט המצוי דנמלטים, כמו שכתבו התוספות, והחמירו בה משום חומרה דאשת איש, ובכל זאת לא החמירה לכתחילה בדיעבד אם ניסה את לא תצא, כמבואר ביבמות, ואף אגב דית לה חזקת אשת איש, מכל מקום חזקה דאישה דייקה ומצווה מראה לחזקת אשת איש. וכמה שכתבו התוספות, מתוס בכתובות חף בית עמוד בית הדתן יש שניים אומרים מת שניים אומרים לא מת הרי זה לא תנסה ואם ניסית לא תצא ופריך מכת יתראי ותרעינין ובר להבא שם תלוי קאי בניסית לאחד מעידיה וקשו שם התוספות תאימה דבחתת קאי דמדורית אזלינה בתר חזקה כדית ביבמות ואם כן נהם הדוקמה בחזקת אשת איש ואומר רבינו תם דחזקה כדישה דייק ומינצבה מרה לה לחזקת אשת איש וכל שכן בנידון דידן שאין אפילו מיעוט של נמלטין כי אין מפלט למו וכולם עלו באש תופת. So this brings us all to say that in our case בוודאי it's much worse than tviya, than drowning in mayim she'ein lam sof, that if it's mayim she'ein lam sof, which means that water as long as the eye can see, so you can't see what the because he, so you can't, if it's mayim she'ein lam sof, so you can see that the person didn't come out, but if it's ein lam sof, maybe the person came out somewhere else that you can't see. So what's the din of somebody who drowned in mayim she'ein lam sof? The din is that the rabbis were machmir that there's a miut of people, there's a minority of people who do escape. Like Tosis writes in Yevamos 36b, Avodah Zarah 40b, so they were machmir because of the chumrah of Eishes Ish. But this whole chumrah was only lechatchila. But the Eved, if she marries, she can stay with her husband, even though she is a cheskes Eishes Ish. Nevertheless, we also have a chazaka that a woman's very careful not to marry unless she's sure that her husband's dead. So that's a reyusa that weakens the cheskes eishes ish. And that's like Tosis writes in Ksubis. There it says that if two people say that her husband died and two people say he didn't die, she can't get married. But if she gets married, she doesn't have to leave her new husband. Frek the Gemara, it's two against two. And if somebody has beer with her, it's an ashim talui, because maybe he's with an eishes ish. And the Gemara answers, no, Benisa Islechad Meidea, that she's marrying one of the witnesses, so he doesn't have to, he knows that the husband's dead. Frektosis, why do you use the Gemara say that it's Ashem Talui Kai? Midaraisa, we follow Chazaka, like it says in the Avamis 31b. And if so, why don't we say that we're mamid her becheskas eishes ish? And therefore there's going to be a chatos, not an oshem tal. An oshem tal is when you're not sure if you're over an avera. Here, you follow chazaka, midaraisa, you follow chazaka. We just had, earlier today, we had a beautiful shiur explaining how chazaka works. So that's a din daraisa. So Rabbeinu Tam says, okay, the reason the Gemara says that it's not a chatas, it's an Ashem Talu, you're not a chatas, which is for a definite Avera, is because it's not a definite Avera, because Chazaka, Disha Daiko, Minsiva is a Reisa to the Cheskes Eishes Ish. And certainly in our case, that there's not even a mute of people who get out of there. And if it's Mayim Shein themselves, there's a mute. Here there's not even a mute. Anybody who was on those higher floors, what floor was Mr. Saada on? He was on the 104th floor. Nobody was getting out of there from the 104th floor. So they were gone, lo aleinu. And therefore, there's not even a miut of nimlatim, ein miflat lamo, v'kulam alu be'ish tofes. And they all, unfortunately, died in this horrific fire. Vafilu im no mal shenachshav rak rov mishum dal Yerushalmi emidin alav tachashin Hashem nasa lo nezke Hananya Mishael v'Azari afa pishen el chak Yerushalmi kidam rina biyevamot kuf chafalaf amud bet ein maskin maasei nisim mikom mokom meachar shebepkudat hamemshala hutal al tzevet ha'atzala lechapes tachat ha'arisot chipus meduktak achar nitzolim tachat iye ha'mapolet lachar et motetut ha'migdalim ויבקשו ולא מצאו עוד ניצולים אילו היה נשאר חי קרוב לוודאי שהוא מוצאים אותו הוא עצמו היה מודיע הישרדותו אלא ודאי שגם הוא במתים חלקו אם כן אבל תרי רובי לכולה. Okay, so you're going to say maybe it's only a rove, because according to the Yerushalmi maybe there was a nace. We don't pass like the Yerushalmi. Ein maskir in maisin nisim, but you still have the Yerushalmi. So maybe it's only a rove, that rove people are dying, but you have another rove here. And that is that they checked. They were told to find anybody who's under the... anybody who's... to see if, you know, they checked afterwards to see if anybody survived. They were looking for survivors under the tower that crashed. And they didn't find. So had he survived, they would have found him. He would have told us, hey, I'm here. So from the fact that we didn't hear from him and they didn't find him, that's another rove that would indicate that he died. So here we have two rubies.
והנה בתרי רובי בעיגון המסברי היה נראה להקל משום דבמיות המיות הלא חשין על לכולי אלמה.
So if you have two roves, you don't have to worry about it, like Tosis writes in Kitten.
ועוד כשכוון שיקום הדרמיים אין להם סופי מדרבנן גם בספק יש להקל דבלי ספק דרבנן או לכולה.
So מים שאין להם סוף is only a דרבנן. So since we're in the world of דרבנן's, מים שאין להם סוף is only a דרבנן, and we're in ספק if you should be מחמיר here at דרבנן. So you can already go and be makel because of Sfeika Derabanan and the Kula. Okay, so here Chacham Ovadia launches into a long discussion about Shrei Rubeis and related topics. We're going to skip. This tshuva, by the way, is in Chelek Elven Eben Ezer and Simen Yudches, in the 10th volume of the Abi Omer. So he writes, Nosaf lekol anal, yesh letzaref ma shekatav agon, baal trumat adeshen bipsakav, siman kuf lametet, bediavad, shapir dan lemezel batar umdena demuchach tuva. ונאמר דברים בזמננו שאפילו אדם בינוני שנהדר אם איתה דחיו אבל לקל עדפי מקל הדציבות דצור בדמי רבנן בזמן חכמי השס של איזה ישראל עם רב בכמה וכמה מקומות. So he says that he also have an umdana demuchach from the fact that he did not report that he's still alive. We can assume that he is no longer alive. And therefore, assume that he died. V'achatam sofer, I'm skipping a little bit. Katav shiyadua shel'et ata nishtanu azmanim ma'ashir bezman chachmei ashas b'chol b'yinot kavua בדואר בכל עיר ועיר אפילו מארצות תוגרמה מגיעים מכתבים אלינו בזמן קצר מאוד ואילו היה עולה מן המים כשנפל המים שאין למסוף היה מודיע לביתו הידי איגרת או הידי הודעה בעיתון עד מקום ממצור ואהבתי בשביבמות הבבי רב אשי למימר דבצור ברבנן דאיתלי קלה שרי אפילו לכתחילה במים שאין למסוף והשז דחי למהילכתה הת המיינו טיימד השם לא נתפשט הכל בכל מקום וזהו לפי המצב בזמנם אבל בזמננו אי אפשר שלא יתפשט הכל על ידי בית דואר דקפיע במטה וגם הרתשה שם המחמת כיסוף הערק לאלמה ביבמות קופתת וב עמוד ב' הנה גם בזה נשתנו הזמנים וברי לנו שאפילו אילו נשברו כל עבריו היה בא ומדיע לבני ביתו ולא בזה שום כיסופה בגדולה מזו פירש רשי באומרת ברי לי שאולי הקיים היה בעל כורכך שאפילו ים בחוסר עברים מכל מקום טוענת ברי לי שהבעל לפי הכרת טבע ומהותו. So what the Chasam Sofer says, this is an Eben Ezer and Simen and Ches, is that times are different than the Gemara. Today we have a mail system. It's even better now than the time of the Chasam Sofer. Today we have email. Today it's even in the year 2002 it was you can get in touch with people instantaneously. So the Chasam Sofer says that since we have a mail system, and even from the furthest places, mail comes quite quickly, if this person who he's discussing would have come out of this Mayim Shein Lam Sof, he would have told, he would have sent a letter, he would have put an ad in the newspaper where he is. And even though in Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph, Rav Ashi wanted to say that if you're a Talmud Chacham, who has a call, is mutar even l'chatchila b'mayim Shein Lam Sof, and that's what the Trumas Hadeshim referred to before. He said it's better than Surba the Rabban of Zman Chachmei Ashas because the Jewish people were so spread around. So here the Chasam Sofer quotes that Gemara and he says, okay, so if it's a Surba Mei Rabbanan, everybody's going to know about him, but the Gemara is Docha that Lahalacha. So you can't be Matir at Surba Mei Rabbanan even Lechatchila. But there, it's because not everybody knows about it. But that's only the matzav back then, in the time of the Gemara. It's very important when you try to derive halachas from the Gemara. You have to see if this is the same Metzias. But now the Metzias changed. And now, Nishtanu Ayitim. And he would have told us, even if he would have been severely injured, he would have told us. So therefore, if this person didn't contact us, you can assume that he died. Unless, of course, there's Shalom Bayis problems, and you have reason to believe that... that he's not contacting us because he wants to get away from this woman. But now, today, that we have a telephone, and like Rav Avadia writes further on in the tshuva, בזמננו שכלי התקשורת התפתחו ביתר שאת ויתר עוז, שבוודאי נתחזקה מאוד ספרת האחרונים שלו היה חי, היה בא או היה מודיע למכיריו ולבני ביתו, and therefore, here you could be סומך on the tshuva rube, and you could be Mekel, and everything is fine, because if he would still be alive, then he would contact us. From the fact that he didn't contact us, that's a clear indication that he died, besides the fact that the building went on fire and he was on such a high floor. And then in the last paragraph of the tshuva, this is in Os Zayin, Chacham Avadia writes, "V'hine sichat ha-telefon shetkaima bein ha-baal li-ishto, kama dakot lefnei ha-pigua, mochicha she-baal yanatsa b'misrado b'kamot elyanot b'it ha-ason, So the fact that he had a telephone call and he called her from his office, that proves that he was there.
וידוע מה שכתבו האחרונים, שגם שיחה בטלפון יש בו משום תביעת עין הדקלה. The
אחרונים say that you can recognize the voice. So she recognized his voice. And he was calling from his office. And therefore that proves that he was there. And like we said when we presented the question, that he called at 8:52 and he said he was still in the building after the tower hit, after the airplane hit. So therefore, you have to assume that he was there. And based on this and much, much, much more, which I skipped, the Chacham Ovadia was Matir this Aguna, and now she is free to marry another man. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yatzilenu Mitzaros. And the Mirtz Hashem, this year was so exciting to be Matir and Aguna. Please God, we will hopefully have more from Chacham Ovadia. And I just, Nishmato Eden, right now he's in Gan Eden, and he is benefiting from all of his tremendous Amelas B'Torah, and his Tfilas, and how many people he brought back to Torah, and about his Hashem to this day. So we should be Zocha to be Miskasher to his holy Neshama. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.